Time now for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis on the Midday Farm Show. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us from Harvestland to tell us what's going on with the markets, what's driving them, and what you, the farmer producers, need to know going forward. We bring in Jalen Petick. Jalen, how's it going?
Oh, it's going, Dustin. How are you?
Doing all right. Got a little rain. Weather's a little cooler. I know the crops want warm temperatures, but I think the farmers can use the cooler weather.
Yeah, the rain was great. It was pretty widespread there, and I think everyone got pretty decent rain here yesterday, so that'll definitely help moving forward.
And apparently that information wasn't lost on the USDA with their WASDE report that just came out at 11 o'clock this morning. Not quite what we would hope to have seen. What happened?
No, not quite. I think the rain is the one good story this week, but you look at the USDA report, that's a whole different one. For the last month or so since the July report, we started talking about yield reductions. Most everyone was kind of on the board that we would be lowering corn yields just by how much. Bean yields was kind of a toss-up, but with the ratings, your weekly crop progress ratings, most everyone was in the boat that bean yields would come down at least a little bit, maybe in August or maybe in September. But so USDA came out. We're using now 169.5 for a corn yield. So that was only down 1.2 bushels from last month. The trade was more in the 165 to 166 boat, so definitely way above the average estimate and actually a bushel higher than the highest estimate. So that's bearish, right off the bat there on corn. You're looking at 15.9% stocks to use. Now, after this report, last year we came in at about 16.3, so we're coming down a little bit from last year, but still, way above 14.15 and 15.16. Like we've said in the past, you're going to need lower than a 166 for sure to get back to last, get back, and then to get back to 15.16 level, you're going to need around a 161, 162. So it'll, definitely be interesting as we go into the crop tour and go into September's report. If this crop keeps going lower and lower, maybe USDA was just being a little conservative right away, or maybe there's more corn out there than we think. The big bearish one out of this report was definitely soybeans. Last month, we were using trend line 48 bushels an acre. Average trade estimate was that we would come down half a bushel to 47.5. The highest guess was just leave it alone at 48. USDA said 49.4. We actually raised it 1.4 bushels an acre, which is definitely a huge move. The one thing that helped a little bit, if anything helped at all, was your old crop ending stocks. They raised exports by 50 million bushels on the old crop. So you carried in 40 million bushels less to new crop. Either way, we still have a higher carryout, 475 million bushel projected ending stocks. That's 11% stocks to use ratio. Last year we ended at an 8.9% stocks to use ratio, so about 2% higher than that. And then 2 years ago, 14-15 and 15-16, we were at 5% stocks to use ratio. So, 2% higher than last year. Last year's cash price, average farm price, was $9.50 nationwide. So, that's the reason you're seeing a little pullback here to, $9.50 or lower November 17 futures. So not the report we were hoping for, obviously, Dustin, but, we'll see where we can close the session today.
So looking ahead now, what kind of things are going to help us factor in what's going to affect the market, and is there going to be any chance for us to rebound a little bit after what's going on?
I think you're going to trade this for today and, probably tomorrow to close out the week. It'll definitely offer resistance on the top side for these any spikes, but, you still do have some weather. You're taking the cooler weather out as we go into the 6 and 10 day. Looks like it's going to be a little warmer. So for the areas that got moisture, that's perfect. We could use a little warmer weather. The areas that didn't get moisture, that could add a little stress. The key one will be Iowa going forward. But, now, obviously, USDA didn't give us what we wanted. So we're going to have to wait to see the crop tour. I think it will be on everyone's mind. That's August 21st through the 24th. You know, that's not government-sponsored or anything. That's just Pro Farmer Tour. But usually the market watches it a little bit, and I think they're especially going to watch it this year with such a wide deviation on where people think yields are. You know, there's groups out there that think 162, 160, and USDA is at 169.5, and it makes a big difference, obviously. So I think that crop tour could show you something and bring a little support back. But, you know, we'll probably have to wait there to see, and we'll wait to see where demand kicks in here. You know, this could be a buying opportunity for end users if we truly think that yields are lower than this. So,
all right, Jalen, well, we'll kind of keep an eye on things here for the next couple of days, and we'll talk to you again next week and see where things panned out.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dustin.
No problem. That's been a check of your Harvestland Grain Market Analysis for this week. Tune in again next week on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9 during the Midday Farm Show, and Jalen will give us an update as to what is going on with the Grain Market Analysis.